Yeah.
I can hear you. I wasn't saying anything. I can hear you. I wasn't saying anything.
Good. It's coming out of the wrong hole for me.
As per.
Yeah, we can do a good 10 minutes. I've got some good dad stuff I want to get out.
All right. Is it about washing rocks?
Part of it's about washing rocks, and the other part is about watching television outside.
All right. Well, should we say hello first?
Yeah, we should say hi.
Hi, Monty.
It's me, Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Yeah, how you going, Stu? It's good to talk to you, mate. It's been a while.
Not too bad, Monty. You know, I'm doing a lot of pod. It's pods thither and thane.
I don't know if this is pod-appropriate, but I want to...
Pod-appropriate?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
I want to congratulate you and... and encourage you on Look at League. I love it.
Oh, yes.
I love it. It's my one of my two weekly rugby league podcasts. I listen to Gus Gould and you guys.
Well, equal level. But I it upsets me a bit because I don't have time to do it any better.
Sure.
As in, we record it Tuesday night, I take about an hour to edit it, and then it's out and it's gone. I would like... And I feel like I am constantly hurrying the other two up.
there was, I think it was last episode, it was not even subtle. It was like you were saying, hurry up every time they were talking. Like, well,
I did apologize to Ben because at one point I just yelled, spit it out.
Fantastic.
Which was very rude.
I think we're probably going to get nothing usable in these 10 minutes, but it's just good to chat anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
I want to hear about the rocks, though.
Oh, I got rocks and outside TV.
But what's the go? I wanted to make, because I've been doing some radio training.
Oh, nice. How's that going? You do. You sound silky. Yeah, yeah, I like it. Get the gold, get the fucking Alan Jones mic going.
Yeah. Well, the idea was we're going to make Swinging on the Flippy Flop into a radio show as well.
Is that still a viable thing? Is that a thing you want to do? Like,
it's for fun.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Honestly, we'd still record it the same remotely.
Yep.
I would just add songs and shit into it.
Yeah, yeah, cool. I like that.
But we decided that we didn't want to always have on our mind, did what we just say, would that be all right for radio, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So instead, I'm going to do What's the Go?
For radio, that's a good idea. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You could probably find a whole bunch of fucking radio stations around the world on the internet that would love a bit of content there, you know, if you pushed it out to people.
Like, yeah.
It's the kind of... There's so many places. That
Very can... possibly. But then again, like, I need... what I'd like is to get it to a smooth enough point where I know that it's going to be 35 to 40 minutes, not...
Yeah,
50.
Yeah, I get you. I'm still confused why Spotify doesn't do podcasts with music.
Oh yeah,
like a radio show.
But
this, you know what I mean? Like,
but there are plenty that do.
Are there? Where are they? I've never found them because of the legalities around it.
Well, there's one called Mixcloud, which is very popular, which people just straight up pick up their radio shows and drop them there as episodes that people can
I'm familiar up. With Mixcloud. I'm like,
yeah,
freaking old, but I'm not like, I know what Mixcloud
okay.
is.
Okay. Well, like, isn't that what you're talking about though?
Well, yes. Yeah, kind of. Like, that's a place you can use it illegally. More I meant that Spotify have, in theory, the international rights for this music.
Yes.
Why don't they allow content that way? Say, Spotify have an open thing. Say, you can use any of our music however you want. But you cannot publish it anywhere. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there was a spate of those music-based shows for a little while, but
spate.
I don't know. I don't think Spotify doesn't know what it wants to be. It keeps.
I agree with that. Yeah,
changing.
Every time I go on it, there's more visual aspects to it, and I'm like, I don't. That's not what I'm here for.
So yeah, I think it's now decided it wants to take on YouTube, which I don't think is a great idea. But
it shouldn't take on YouTube. No, it should take on YouTube. That's what they say. Let me tell you about cleaning my rocks, mate. I've got two, like, rock beds, I suppose. Is what you call them?
Rock beds, right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
One houses my large tree. I've got one large tree on my property. And the other kind of moats my daughter's front bedroom, kind of thing. And... They look.
Is that an effective defense kind of system? As moats were.
From high-heeled intruders, yes, a rock garden will do the job. But no, from anyone who really wants to get in, they could get in. But she doesn't have a very big window, so
yeah.
We haven't had to.
You've got two rock beds.
Yeah, two rock beds out the front. And when we got the house, it was pristine. It looked really nice. And I didn't realize about rock garden upkeep or anything like that. And over time, they just start to look a little scummier. And the one under the tree is it's a pine cone tree. So squirrels and shit all up in there and dropping lots of pine cones and shit.
Yeah.
So it just gets full of gunk.
What's your underlay?
Is that like a Speedy Gonzales reference?
What I'm asking, are you going straight rock on dirt or is there something?
No. We got a, the one that's more important is the moat version, which is more, it is not concreted off from the grass itself. So is more susceptible to your wheat, which in this fair province and this time appears to be the dandelion. The dandelion is rampant. The city, in fact, and this should have been brought up with a rat stink. The city gave up 3 years ago on spraying for dandelions. Only 3 years ago when I got here. It had been gone on for 60 years and they gave up. So I don't know if the dandelions won. The war against the dandelions is over. The dandelions won. But yes, so back to your original question. There is dirt followed by a garden hemp. Or, something like a burlap.
Like a burlap. Sack,
Yeah. I bought a new one for that side. This side has the hemp and sack as well, but we did not need to change it because it is concreted off from the world and not much grows in there. So
right.
But the fun part was how we did it, right? So the moat over there did it. I took all of the rocks out.
Right. How? Don't skimp on the details.
Fucking stood there. Fucked my back up for 4 hours. Moving rock.
Picking
up,
one
rock,
at a time? Rock. Did you have an implement?
Two at a time. Two at a time. No implement.
By hand.
They were hand-sized rocks. They're like, it's unwieldy doing it with an implement. I tried implements, but implements.
I suppose. You've got to get in under them and it's.
There was a bit of tension sometimes and you had to rip at it. So a shovel would have just caused problems.
Yes.
I tried to use a barrow at certain points, but the barrow didn't help. So eventually I found that I just moved them all out about a foot in front of where they were, sprayed them with a hose, ripped up the stuff, put a new mesh down, and put it back. But the more fun one was under the tree because there's a whole bunch of like pine cones, squirrel poop, all sorts of weird shit. And I was like doing the same thing. I was taking them all out. And then halfway through, my father-in-law sees me from out the front of his house and goes, "Hey, stop what you're doing. Don't stress. I'll come and help you." And he comes over with his industrial size wintertime snowblower backpack. So it's
what?
Like,
hang on.
It's fucking sick.
Let's enjoy that for a second.
Yeah. It's like, it's a backpack that has like a fan man looking thing on the back. And then a gun that's in one hand and you shoot it and air comes out and you can use it to move snow in the winter. And it's a really effective.
But not rocks.
It is strong enough to move the smaller of the rocks, but not the larger ones. But so once I had got the top layer of smaller rocks off, he came over and just fucking went to town on the thing. And just all the other detritus came up and the heavy rock stayed where it was. But it was great. And it cleaned everything really quickly. And So I didn't have to remove
They didn't move
the rocks,
but they blasted everything off the rocks.
Exactly. Once I had got the top layer of smaller rocks off, then I...
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean that. But yeah, then it was able to be... blasted.
Wow.
Mm.
Where was he at the start is my question.
Well, I think he came and helped with putting some of the rocks on the other one back, but he didn't come up with that scenario until the other side. And that's
did he blast fair. The rocks back into place?
We tried. We kind of like did a few experiments with how much you could move with the blast. You could move the big rocks. Like I'm talking like a rock about that big, like probably.
He's made three, like a football shape with kilogram, his hands.
3 kilogram rock. Maybe.
Oh, God.
You could move a 3 kilogram rock with his outfit, his backpack thing. It's really powerful.
This doesn't sound like it should be legal.
They love it here. The thing is, because like snow's a bit sticky at the bottom, I suppose, and like so you have to have a bit of power. It's not just you can't just kind of like.
But you could hurt someone, blast them in the face with that, right?
Absolutely, you could hurt someone. Yeah, if you put a tennis ball or something in the end of the gun, you could shoot it at someone pretty good. And I've just had a great idea for what I'm going to try.
Yeah, great.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Film it, please.
Yes. So another dad thing I want to tell you is I got an invite from a mate of mine who lives about 5 blocks away. It is the Stanley Cup playoffs at the moment. It's not the finals yet, okay. The hockey finals run. And I got an invite from my mate Rob, and he said, hey, come around and watch. It was first period of the game, and we just got the girls down. He said, come around and watch the second period at my place. I was like, yeah, no problem. Sounds good. Got to his place. He's living the Alberta dream, which is where I live, which is fire table outside. So it's a table that has like... gas.
Is it like a fire pit, but on 4 legs?
Kind of, but it's gas. And there's like, so it's a gas, like you see them at fancy hotels kind of vibe. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking Korean barbecue style.
No, I don't think I suppose you could cook something on this. This is more decorative, if anything. I see. Okay. But, and television outside, right? And so we watch the game in his backyard, and that's like the Alberta dream. Because it's late till, like, the sunset at the moment is 9:40, something like that. So it's like you can watch the game outside if you find. And I got
non-educated Australian listeners, what's the kind of temperature at the moment in late May?
Probably like highs of like between 16 and 21 and lows of like 0 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah, which feels a lot
for an Australian.
Yeah.
Australian, that wouldn't sound like good outside TV watching weather.
No, it feels a lot hotter for us here at the moment. I went home and was like, well, yeah, we should do that. We'll do that. And so we have an old TV in the basement and I just set it up outside. It's really not a solid setup, but I can watch hockey outside at night.
What does minus 30 degrees do to a TV?
None of these TVs are staying out in minus 30. None of them are staying. Right. I assume the LED would freeze and the thing would explode and I don't know.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.